Good morning, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We'd like to spend the next little segment of the show promoting the Payson Book Festival, which celebrates Arizona authors. What a great idea for a book festival. Let's just round up all the authors in Arizona and bring them in for one big festival. And we've got one of those authors in this morning, Stella Pope Duarte. Miss Stella, thank you for coming in and joining us.
Thank you for your invitation.
And you've got some special activities going on at the book festival next weekend.
Yes, I do, and I'm very excited about them.
Tell us about what you've got planned.
Well, one of the things that I'll be doing there is welcoming the children, ages 9 to 12, to do a writing workshop with me.
And
so they will get to actually write some poetry with me and a little scene from their lives. And that I think that will bring about a lot of enthusiasm, as it did when I visited Payson earlier this year. And I worked with over 100 youngsters from the surrounding schools. And the enthusiasm that they had was electrifying. So I'm hoping to see that at the book festival as well.
How do you guide these kids' energy to keep them focused on what you're trying to share with them?
Well, one of the things I do is I bring up a question. And the question is, what makes writers tick? And then I have the children just give me characteristics of what they think about when I say the word writer. And they come up with all kinds of things, pens and books and journals and so forth. And then they come up with that keyword, imagination. And I tell them, yes, that is one of the greatest things that can happen to a writer, especially a creative writer. And I tell them, everything that's beautiful, everything that's wondrous is already inside of you. And that creative energy is part of it. And as you write, it will come out of you and onto the pages and onto the things that you want to express.
How did you develop a passion for writing?
Well, I've always been the type of child that was a reader. So reading is extremely important for children to capture the writing skills. I used to go to Harmon Park Library in South Phoenix, and of course I had all the children's section read.
Yeah.
And then I'd go off to the neighborhood and get the little, you know, the little kids in the barrio to perform the stories I had read because I wanted to see them come alive. So the words danced inside my head as a child, but I was very, very shy. So whenever I present in front of children, I ask them, is there anyone here who is shy? And of course, everyone points to the shy one. And I tell them, you're my kind of kid because I had all these words inside of me. And they were just dancing around inside my head. And then when I put them down, I could see them come alive.
So. You know, I love great music. And Jennifer will testify that. We love just listening. I love classic guitar. And we'll just turn that on and just be background music in the house as we're doing whatever we're doing. But I can't play an instrument. And I love to read. I mean, I am a voracious reader. I love to read. I've got a million ideas for books to write, and I've never written one. How do you even get started? What was your first book?
The first book that I wrote, and it came after a prophetic dream of my father in 1995, in which Dad showed up in my dream, and that's going to be one of my talks at the Payson Book Festival, Up the Spiral Staircase. So my dad shows up in my dream. I had four children at the time, three jobs. You know, because I'm an educator as well, as a part-time professor and so forth. And so here, Dad shows up to show me a spiral staircase, indicative of my writing life. And so I started by brainstorming. So, Rosie, you've got to brainstorm. Just go through, walk through your life, through your memories, through the visions and images of your life, and jot down everything. And don't censor yourself. You know, the swamp cooler, the popcorn on Friday nights, the blanket, your favorite little blankie, whatever. And you brainstorm everything. And from all of those scribbles came my first book, Fragile Night.
Wow.
Was that a fiction book or was that a story of your life?
It was a collection of short stories. But it was based a lot on my own experiences. Because like I said, as writers, we interpret human nature. So when I speak to writers, adults, or whoever I'm talking to, I tell them, you know human nature. Because every single person on earth has experienced joy, you know, sorrow, happiness, loneliness. So what we do in stories is we interpret human nature. And we come up with characters either from our own past or brand new characters. So a lot of times I have people either brainstorm their own relatives, you know, someone they know, and they start with, like, my mother was the kind of person who grew roses. Every step on the ground in my own yard was my mother's, something was there, a bush or a rose or something. And then I challenge them, and I tell them, I want you to list five names of people you don't know. And the same pattern, just start with Jason, you know, like I said, one of the children said, is the kind of kid who jumps on his bed every morning, and I don't know why. So then they start creating a brand new character.
And this book you brought me, what is this? And thank you for that.
This is Let Their Spirits Dance. And it's the story of a young man from Phoenix, Arizona, who went to fight in the Vietnam War and who never came home. And the story is told through his sister. So his sister is the narrator. And in the book, the family journeys to the Vietnam Memorial Wall because the mother is determined to honor her son, her mijo, you know, in the Spanish word, before she dies. And so the family journeys.
And so what kind of research do you put into a book like that?
Heavens. You're asking me research? You're asking me piles and piles of drafts? I mean, if you came to my home and you saw some of the drafts I have written, you wouldn't believe it. So I do a lot of research. And for this one, I walked in the jungles of the Mekong Delta to write Let Their Spirits Dance with my 12-year-old who was looking for a pizza place in the jungle. and then I interviewed veterans from across America and in Vietnam as well.
Just last week, I turned in an article a national publication asked me to write. Mm-hmm. They asked me to turn it in. It was due March 1st.
March 1st?
It was an article.
Yes. It's just an article, 1,000-word article. But it's like, when do you know it's done? I love to draw. I love to draw pictures.
Good.
But I never know when the drawing's done. I never know when the book is done. I never know when the article is done. How many drafts do we have to that one silly article?
Well, yeah. And Rosie likes to write everything in run-ons. So.
Yeah, there's no sentence I can't turn into a run-on paragraph.
Yes, yes. But you know what is helping you, too, is the sketches. Because I tell people, the right side of the brain is for all your metaphors and all the images. And like you said, the sketches. The left side of your brain is your dictionary. So if you can join those two together, Rosie and Jennifer, I'm telling you, you hit the jackpot.
I think Rosie has some potential to write.
Yeah, as long as you're really close. There's a comma goes here, there's a period goes there. We'll capitalize this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I can suggest something to you, as I suggest for all my university and college students. I tell them, when you are giving birth to a story or an article, whatever it is you're doing, do not censor yourself, even if it sounds like gibberish. Because as an artist who maybe sketches a painting, you don't really know what the Mona Lisa is going to look like until it's all finished. And the same thing with writing. So sometimes people judge themselves too much. And they stop and they say, no, this doesn't sound right. This doesn't sound right. So they never get to the end of the page.
Yeah. So it's kind of like writing with the end in mind instead of just putting it all down and then filtering it out. Like,
yes. Yes. But it can be done.
I am constantly second guessing myself.
Okay, well, you have to come to one of my workshops, Rosie.
Okay.
You really do.
Now, okay, so there'll be one next weekend at the Payson Book Festival.
Yes.
Where else are you giving these?
Where else? I'm giving them, in other parts of the valley as well. And sometimes I'll do them at Changing Hands Bookstore.
Okay.
And people are free to come there. And
put your contact on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Is there a place that lives, like you keep things posted where you're going to be? Do you have a website or okay?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
What is that?
I have my whole name, StellaPopeDuarte.com, and you can go to my website and you can see exactly where I'm going to be at any time. Or you can just email me at my email. Just email me through my website and I will put you on my list and you will be notified of wherever it is I will be and whatever workshops I will be given through the Piper Center at ASU or wherever I'm at.
And so your first book was written in 95. Mm-hmm. How many books have we compiled in the last 22 years?
Well, Well, actually, The Dream of My Dad came in 95.
Okay.
And I signed my first book contract in 96. So my dad meant business. And it was my internal person choosing my dad to give me this message that would turn my life upside down and inside out. And so my dad had been deceased for like 10 years. So in 96, I signed my first book contract and for Fragile Night with ASU Press. And then for the second book, it came in 2002. And that was through HarperCollins of New York City. Oh. And it was for a worldwide distribution of Let Their Spirits Dance. So I tell you, once you start on this miraculous journey, this wondrous writing journey, there is no turning back. And it is a huge, powerful, creative energy that will guide you.
Well, when will we see your first book on the big screen?
Well, the second one, Let Their Spirits Dance, has been twice optioned for movie rights.
Oh.
So what is it, Jennifer? The third one is The Charm.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. So.
How does that work, Stella? Someone just reads the book and mm-hmm. is associated with the movie industry, and they just reach out directly to you?
Yes.
And then they sign an option to own the rights to it? And then they spend a certain amount of time researching what it would take to make the movie? Is that the way that works?
Well, what happened was producers from California reached me. Someone had, without my knowledge, sent them my book, Let Their Spirits Dance, which Diane Reverend, a very famous editor in New York City, was my editor for Let Their Spirits Dance. And she told me right away, Stella, this is for the big screen. Mm. She said, this is for the big screen. So they got in touch with me twice, and they optioned it. And one thing that my agent did with this book, and I thank her so much, is she put all the movie rights in my name. So I own the movie rights.
Well, very good.
Mm-hmm. That could turn out really well.
Yes, it can, hopefully.
Well, Miss Stella, we can't thank you enough for joining us. What else will people see at the Payson Book Festival next weekend?
Okay, there are 80 authors.
Wow.
There are going to be children's stories, okay? Phoebe Fox is going to be there with her stories. The Cat in the Hat. And then the monster, I guess, some kind of a monster story is going to be there, a character as well. And there'll be tons of workshops and panels. And I tell you, these people, I can't even begin to tell you how enthusiastic and wonderful these people are to work with. Connie Cockrell from the directing the Payson Book Festival, Carol Osmond Brown. I have the highest praise for them. Work for the community.
Do you know how long they've been doing this? I only discovered the Payson Book Festival like about 3 or 4 years ago.
I don't know the exact number of years, but they've been doing it for some time. And their dedication, if you could see how much these people love to share literature with the writers of Payson. I have just seen so much beauty there. And it just invites writers to come up to Payson. Maybe you can start your novel
there.
There's
your staycation. Stella Pope Duarte, Arizona author, I can't thank you enough for coming in and joining us this morning.
You're more than welcome.
Thanks a million.
Thank you so much.